Odyssey. Woon's not usually late. Oh, hi. Welcome to Odyssey. I can't wait to show you around town. I even made a to-do list of everything that makes Odyssey, well, Odyssey. Woon was going to join us here, but I'm not sure where he is. Oh, maybe he got held up on his mail route.
I'm really sorry I'm late, but I was having a Bassett orange level crisis.
What's that?
It's pretty high on the scale. See, a green level crisis would be if you left Burger World without getting the latest Smiley Meal toy.
Uh-huh.
Yellow would be if you forgot to feed your sea monkeys. So you can see that if orange is above that, it's gotta be serious.
What happened?
Well, Red Hollard installed a new door in my house this morning.
And that's a problem?
It is if I can't find the key. I've been stuck outside for an hour. I tried crawling up the exit slide, but it was freshly waxed.
Well, okay, let's retrace your steps, Wooten.
Okay.
Did you stop by Wit's End today?
Yes, around lunchtime I got an urge for an ice cream skyscraper.
Well, maybe you left the key there. I'm headed over there right now. Do you want me to check for it?
Oh, that's a great idea. You check there and I'll look at the cheese factory in Connellsville.
Okay. Wait, what?
Oh, I was there earlier. It's one of my favorite places to think. The smell of cheese is so relaxing. Okay, I'll meet you at Wit's End later, Chris. Bye.
Bye, okay. Oh, you never know what's going to happen when Wooten's around. Come on, my car's this way. You know, Wit's End isn't far, and I can show you some of the town of Odyssey on the way. You'll love it. It's such a beautiful day, perfect for you to see Odyssey for the first time. You see those brick buildings on Main Street? Would you believe they were built in the late 1800s, and they still look brand new? That's one of the things I appreciate about Odyssey. People care about preserving history. Oh, and speaking of history...
Hiya, Chris! Woo!
Oh, hi, Harlow. That was Detective Harlow Doyle. And yes, that was a coonskin cap on his head. He's the president of the local chapter of the Daniel Boone Fan Club and a private eye. Oh, hi, Hank! You know, it's funny. Sometimes in Odyssey, you have to drive with one hand on the wheel because, well, there's so many people to wave at here. Anyway, speaking of history, I should tell you how Odyssey began. You see, Horace McAllister built this town in the mid-1800s. He said that it was a place everybody ought to see. Get it? Odyssey? That's where the town got its name. Plus, if you look up Odyssey in the dictionary, it says a long, adventurous journey. Once you get to know it, you'll see that describes the place pretty well. McAllister Park is actually named for Horace, and, well, here we are. Come on. Wit's End is across the lawn. Oh, hey, look, there's Connie Kendall. Come on, let's say hi.
9, 10, 11.
Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi, Chris.
We're just headed to Wit's End. You've worked there as long as I can remember.
It feels like my whole life. I love it.
Could you give us the lowdown on what to see while we're there?
Well, there's the little theater. Wit and I are getting a play ready based on Noah's Ark. There's the kids' radio studio, and if you stop by later, I'll be doing my show, Candid Conversations with Connie. Oh, and there's the library where... Sorry, I gotta go. I'm in the middle of a high-stakes game of hide-and-seek with Camilla and Matthew Parker.
High-stakes? What?
The winner gets to try out the first sample of Wit's new ice cream flavor. It's supposed to be a doozy. So, if you'll excuse me... Ready or not, here I come! Bye, Chris.
Bye, Connie! Oh, I can't wait to show you around Wit's End. Come on. Well, here we are. This is one of my favorite places in the whole world. Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hi, Chris. But please, call me Wit. Would you care for some ice cream?
Ooh, yes, I would love to have a chocolate soda.
Ooh, my favorite. Coming right up.
Hey, Wit. You haven't seen an extra key around here, have you?
No, can't say that I have.
Wooten's missing one.
Well, you might check upstairs. Wooten was up there using the Room of Consequence. Something about seeing how the world would have been different if pulsating shower heads were invented 100 years earlier.
So, I gotta ask this. With this ice cream shop and all the inventions, what kind of business is Wit's End really?
Well, I like to call it an old-fashioned discovery emporium.
Well, that clears it right up. What's a discovery emporium?
Well, it's a place of adventure and excitement. filled with books and activities, fun and games, arts and crafts, and uplifting conversation. But most of all, it's a place where kids of all ages can just be kids.
Oh, I really like that. Did you practice that little speech?
A few times. But it's another way of saying that Wits End is a part library, part museum, part ice cream soda fountain, and just a little carnival funhouse.
Yeah, that describes this place pretty well. And you know what? It's easy to see why it's the most popular place in town, too.
Here's your soda.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll check the library for that key.
And I'll check upstairs, too. Come on, let's go. Oh, this shop is amazing. It seems like I find a new room every time I'm here. Oh, right there. There's the train set, the largest in the state. And here's the Bible room. Oh, I love the Bible room. You know, that's a replica of Paul's armor and Noah's Ark in the corner right there. Well, I mean, not the real Noah's Ark, but they're always looking for more animals. And wait till you see the imagination station. Oh, it's this incredible invention that allows you to experience history. It works by, you're going to have to experience it for yourself. Eugene!
Oh, greetings and salutations, Chris. I'm glad to see you here. I need someone to try out something new in the imagination station.
Really?
To respond in kind, really. Would you care to be the first to experience it?
Oh, would I ever? Can I start now?
Just step right through the door.
Oh, I could be traveling to ancient Rome, or on the Mayflower with the pilgrims, or...
Just a few more steps.
Here I go! Oh, my heart, it's beating so fast. Where did I go?
So, give me your observations.
My what? I thought I was testing a new program.
Oh, well, I do apologize. I wanted to test out the new door. Rather spiffy, isn't it?
A new door? All of that was just to test out a new door?
Indeed.
All right, Eugene. Very funny. Hey, you haven't seen an extra key around here, have you?
A key. Literal, figurative, or musical?
Literal, Eugene. Wooten's missing one.
I'm afraid not. But if you'll excuse me, I need to get to work on another new invention.
Really? Oh, okay. What is it?
A new seat for the control room. Would you like to be the first to experience it?
No thanks.
Oh, okay.
Ah, Chris, did you find the key yet?
No, nothing yet. You?
I'm afraid not. All I found in the library was Emily Jones reading some mystery books. For research, she said. Anyway, you might look
Chris,
in...
Whit, I have great news for you. I know where I left my key.
That's great, Wooten. Where is it?
Well, see, when we were putting in the door, I knew that I'd lose my key if I wasn't really careful. So, I put the key inside a box and wrapped it with brown paper and taped it shut And I mailed it to myself.
So all this time, the key has been in your post office box?
Yeah, I even sent it first class.
Great. So all you have to do, Wooten, is go to your post office box and get the package.
That's right. Oh, it's a good thing I know where the key is to my post office box.
So where is it?
I keep it in my desk drawer at home. Oh, no.
So, we're right back where we started. You're still locked out.
Yeah, I'm only locked out if you haven't invented a device that teleports a person inside their own house.
I'm afraid I haven't.
Then I'm still locked out. Maybe Red can break down the door again. That's okay. I was thinking I might want to add a drawbridge anyway. I'll see you later, guys.
Oh, Wooten. Anyway, there's so much for me to still do. I have to go by the Electric Palace, the Odyssey Middle School, Odyssey Community Church, and, the Odyssey Times, too. Oh, and Wit, I haven't got any advice from you yet.
Advice?
I sort of made a to-do list of everything that makes Odyssey, Odyssey. And at the top of the list is getting advice from you, Wit. Do you have any sage wisdom for me before I go?
On-the-spot advice, huh? Well, then I say to enjoy and appreciate your day ahead. After all, every minute is a gift from God. I try to remember to thank him for the time he's given me and what he lets me experience. Whether that be giving advice to the kids, making ice cream, or hearing the story of a key in a mailbox.
That's just what I needed to hear. Thanks, Whit.
My pleasure.
Well, I better get going. I mean, you never know what'll happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey. Bye-bye, Whit!
Bye!